Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, it is episode 155, and we read Deuteronomy 8, Psalm 91, Isaiah 36, and Revelation 6. Now, as I begin so many ventures that I have grown passionate about, I have learned that I must be careful with whom I share my excitement. It has taken me years to discover this, but much of my energy that empowers me in the direction of audaciously difficult work is inspiration. I believe it is God who inspires my efforts, but at the same time, the biggest opponent in my persistence in those directions is doubt. It is easy for me to lose inspiration and begin to hear the voice of doubt tempting me to lay down my tools of building and walk away, or at least walk in a different direction. It's not failure that stops me, but doubt, 9 times out of 10. Now, from my earliest days, doubt has plagued me as I looked for approval from everyone. And if instead I received rejection, I began to internalize it and looked at the negative possibilities as the more likely scenario to be the result of any audacious endeavor I might undertake. However, once I met Jesus, I felt the Lord challenging my expectations and calling me to believe him for more, like according to Ephesians 3:20, that he is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think. And you know what? I've tried to do just that. But when voices come and plant seeds of doubt, I can easily make the mistake of allowing them to grow in the garden of my mind and eventually become a forest of fear and stop my progress. Now today in Isaiah 36, we read of the conflict between Judah and the Assyrians, King Hezekiah and King Sennacherib. Now, as the Assyrians lay siege on Judah, an envoy, a large army even, led by the Rabshakeh, a high-ranking military officer, is sent to King Hezekiah's men with a message. The message was simple: doubt your God and doubt your king. And in verses 4 through 5, it says, "And the Rabshakeh said to them, 'Say to Hezekiah, thus says the great king, the king of Assyria, on what do you rest this trust of yours? Do you think that mere words are strategy and power for war? In whom do you now trust that you have rebelled against me?' He inquired what we should all consider the most significant thing. What's the object of your trust?" He challenges them to reconsider their strategy and their affiliation with Egypt and their trust in Hezekiah, but more importantly, he challenged their trust in God. When we are in the thick of the battle and the enemy is at our door, we must know that we know that we know that our trust is in God. Voices like that of the Rabshakeh speak loudly against us, and they can have a detrimental impact if we spend time entertaining them. There's a difference, but not a huge distance, between hearing and listening. Hezekiah's right-hand men were hearing the doubt of the Rabshakeh, but were they listening? They wisely thought about protecting the rest of the men from these distracting words of doubt, but the Rabshakeh decided to shout and get more clear with his words of attempted discouragement. It's an encouraging sign to see, however, the leaders choose to not respond to the words of this enemy. Too often we can get into debates with the enemy about the lies he tells. Really, all we must do is decide to not let the lies take that leap across the moat that protects our minds from being heard to being listened to. Then we must determine to take those to the Lord and be strengthened with confidence. Take the doubt to God's feet and say, remind me what's true. Be strengthened in confidence with Him again. This is how we defeat doubt. We refuse to invite it into our castle, and we seek the master for strengthening in the truth. The longer we entertain lies, the more likely we are to agree with them. Let us pray for His help. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the truth, and that You have encouraged us, challenged us, called us to trust You and to believe You for great things. You call us to trust in You, the one who can do abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine. Not just because You're awesome, but because You are powerful. And that power is at work within us, Lord God. Help us to have confidence in You and the work You're doing within us. And help us to keep the walls up to protect our ears from the voices of lies, the voices of the enemy. Lord God, we want to receive Your love. We want to receive the truth, but we want to rebuke and reject anything that is not of You and anything that speaks ill against You and Your people and the direction You have on our lives, Lord God. Help us to have Your Holy Spirit filtering the truth from the lies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, that is another episode on Five by the Fire. Make sure you hit up fivebythefire.org with comments. Armand at unshackled network.org. If you've got prayer that you'd like to have, I'd love to be praying for you. Subscribe, rate, share, and I'll see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.